Are you? Say that again.
I'm ready to have my ass fucked by you, Stavros.
Sir, yes, sir. Wow, dude, are you fucking serious?
Wait, we're recording?
Suspect alert.
Come on, bro. Full, you can't trap Mr. me Sus. Like that.
Full tiny penis.
Full tiny penis?
Yeah. The FTP market?
Yeah.
God damn it, Friedland. What is wrong with your dick?
Yeah.
I've never seen a dick so small.
Last week we did The Simpsons.
We did do The Simpsons.
This week every we're doing.
I'm not as familiar as
Stanley
with
Kubrick.
Oh, the Kubrick universe. Jacket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a bunch of monkeys.
I'm Barry Lyndon, and your dick is small.
Oh, that's good. That's a nice pull. I love that movie.
A bunch of monkeys like in the desert, mm-hmm. and they're looking at a very small dick coming yeah, out of the ground. A tiny metal penis.
Yeah, yeah. They can't even see it.
Yeah.
They're squinting really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the monkeys, their eyes explode because they're trying to see your penis coming out of the ground.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum. Adam dick is fucking small.
Yeah, just Shelley Duvall horrified looking at a piece of paper on a typewriter that just says Adam's dick is small. Adam's dick is small. Adam's dick is small. Tiny
That's
balls
scary.
And small dick.
That's scary. Yeah.
Make Jack go crazy. Yeah.
What's the little dick spelled backwards?
My name is Adam's dick. It's the finger. My name is Adam's dick, and I'm small.
Who's that there? That's your friend? That's your friend you got there?
What's he calling?
Doc? What's that? Is that your friend, Doc? Your son can talk to Adam's penis.
What's that mean?
Well, Adam's got the smallest dick in the world. Mm-hmm. And only children can see his penis. It's only children that he comes alive in their hands. So Adam's dick haunts children's hands. And his son. Small dick.
Ow, 1/8 of my nail really hurts.
What's small dick backwards?
That's what I was trying to figure
kid,
out.
Kid lass. Or kid lambs, right?
Kid lambs?
Small lambs.
Skid. Wouldn't dick be... Or no, the dick would be kid, yes.
Kid lambs. Kid lambs.
Kid lambs. Kid lambs.
Kid lambs.
That kind of works, too.
Yeah.
Scary.
Adam kid lambs.
That's scary. Well, hopefully this will drive our audience towards the cinema... Of Stanley
now
Kubrick.
And well, you know what? Back to the movie houses because things are open.
Let's fill
We're
them
out
up.
There. Thank you very much to everyone who came to see me in Baltimore.
Doctor Strange Dick, or how small my dick? How I learned to stop worrying about how small my dick is. Yeah. So are my balls.
You guys ever see The Killing? That's him too. That's really good.
Yeah,
yeah, it's good.
But there's not really like a identifiable.
That's about Adam's
thing to
Adam on stage showing his classic pulling his pants down clothes.
That's true.
Just bombing for 30 minutes and being like,
and then,
hey, check this out, folks.
And then he... Yep.
And it's like we're at the Harvey Weinstein trial.
Mm-hmm.
How's your dick doing for in real life, Adam? Because we've disparaged
pretty good,
it.
Pretty good
we've
recently.
Disparaged it for the last
Pretty
weeks.
Good recently. Not bad.
Mm.
I'm learning to love him again.
Are you getting hard nicely
I'm getting
all
hard,
the time?
Yeah, I'm getting hard. Yeah, frequently.
That's awesome
yeah,
to
yeah.
hear, man.
Yeah, from
it's
hugs.
Awesome here. My dick has been getting
hard. I'm getting hard from the dog sitting on my lap. I'm getting hard all the time. It's
That's
great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Light touches, brushing against strangers on the subway, masked up.
Well,
yeah. I'm getting hard. I'm always getting hard, as Arnold would say in Pumping Iron.
Yeah.
I'm always coming.
That's fucking awesome. I'm trying to pump iron. You know what I was watching? So I was in Baltimore. You know what I was watching?
Clumping iron.
You gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotcha.
Hercules. I'm not black.
Clumping iron.
I can't be one of the clumps.
Yeah. Stop wearing different.
I can't
different
be
wings.
One of the clumps. I'm
stop,
not a black
stop
fat person.
Stop is so strong. My baby stop so strong.
He got you there.
No, he didn't.
Yep.
I'm not the clumps.
You.
Although
that
I will say,
you.
The little fat kid.
That boy too big. They're eating too damn much.
I did like the Hercules.
Hercules.
Absolutely.
Hercules.
That was actually, now that I'm thinking about it. That was a big move as a fat kid was to do Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
It was also the Truffle Shuffle, of course.
I did.
Classic
now I
kind of
want to rewatch Nutty Professor.
I bet it's good. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, the classic line from the Nutty Professor. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. My mojo, baby.
Janet Jackson was in the first one or the second one?
Maybe the second one.
Who was in the first one?
How about the Nutty Professor? But
was
he's
it
like,
Vivica?
It's a nerd. It's Nutty Professor, but it's
no.
Like, it's a nerd, and he drinks a potion.
But it's cum.
And well, no, and then he's just like, and he's just like busts. he's like, no, and I'm just fucking busting.
Yeah.
And he's walking around, and he's just like spraying cum all over the inside of his pants. And people are like, look how cool that guy
yeah.
is.
Yeah. Look at that nerd.
You know, now that I think about it, I'm actually pissed off at the Nutty Professor.
Why is that?
Because the original, he goes from. What is it? It's Jerry Lewis, right?
Yeah.
He just uncrosses his eyes, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the second one, why did they
fat
have to take such
skinny.
A fat phobic?
Well, nobody was fat in the 1950s.
But yeah. Come
they
on.
Just,
he
they were just Jewish.
That's yeah, true, yeah. Which is a problem, which is an equally bad health problem to have.
It's true.
Honestly, I would rather be a fat non-Jew than a Jew. You guys have all everyone is lactose intolerant. Everyone's got a deviated septum. Everyone's always a hypochondriac or have real health problems. Whereas, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. as a fat non-Jew, mm-hmm. sure, I'm not as healthy as your average non-Jew. But also, there is an element of inbreeding.
No,
too.
I agree. It's just I'm cold because my BMI is low, and I'm constantly having to defend Israel.
That's right. You're using up so
the fat
much.
Community is always inbreading.
Mm. That's right. Mm. We
They're
are
doing their own in-house breading and frying of common foods.
I
buying
do.
Chinese food and deep
and,
frying
and
it
and refrying it because yeah. it wasn't done right the first time.
Yeah, yeah, we're gonna heat it back. We get takeout and we heat it back up at home.
You know the way people like restore antiques. That's what we do with fast food.
Yeah,
like this wasn't grilled correctly.
Oh yeah, you're like working on your 57 Chevy.
That's,
yeah.
That's me. With a
that's
like,
in the garage
with Wingstop
hosted by Guy Fieri.
Today we're restoring a 17-minute-old Domino's. Yeah, dude, you strip the old cheese, you put a new layer of cheese over top of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're converting this one to pepperoni.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, you got to.
You're doing a pepperoni conversion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Fuck. You're I haven't had pizza man. In so goddamn long.
Yeah, nice little fucked crust pizza.
Oh, I would love a pizza.
We should go to Pizza Hut. Mm-hmm. Drive out the suburbs, go to Pizza Hut, play a little Area 51.
Yeah, dude, that would be awesome.
Yeah. Drink a bunch of orange soda out of the soda machine.
We need,
and
okay.
And then go bowling.
I remember in the movie.
In 100%.
In the movie Mars Attacks, the kids got really good at killing aliens because they played enough Area 51.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We show it up at the bowling. Practice. We show up, the three of us go to the bowling alley, and they're like, okay, two pairs of shoes, and I see one of you brought your own bowling ball.
No.
So.
No, I don't look like a bowling ball.
We're just
ball.
Polishing stuff. I'm just putting stuff in a towel.
Whatever
You're
it
shaking
was.
Shaking him back and forth.
I didn't know what the angle was going to be exactly, but I knew I did
not
agree.
You must be a real
it.
Pro. You brought your own ball.
First of all, I'm a grown man. I'm not the size of a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I was a smaller fat guy. Who was rounder and first of all, maybe back in the day when I didn't have any hair, maybe I could see this one.
Yeah.
But I am not a bowling ball. Maybe if you had said something like, I don't know, one of those machines, you know those machines that little kids ride?
Which ones? Like where you put 25 cents in?
Yeah.
Are you jacking off?
I'm scratching my nuts.
No.
I mean, just, you he just like, got off the road.
You look like you've been masturbating for the last 15 minutes.
My nuts, bitch. What do you want from me?
I don't
have the kind of soaps I like in Greek town.
I'm just asking you.
I'm scratching the other side.
There was an article that said that apparently showering less in quarantine has made people cleaner.
Really?
Once again, I've been vindicated.
No, this is... I got to see all your science on this, man.
Who came out with that?
Of course you do. Fucking Harvard or some shit.
Harvard? You hear that song?
I don't... How about this?
None of us got into Harvard.
I probably could have if I tried, dude. I just didn't feel like it.
We got honorary degrees.
We did. We bought We bought this
One of my favorite things about Epstein was that he was like a Harvard guy, but he didn't go to Harvard.
He didn't go there. He just got the shirt. He was like us.
He thought it was cool.
He was like one
of
us.
That's so fucking gay.
Yeah.
By the way, listen, just watch how you speak to me. I was waitlisted at Johns Hopkins.
You were waitlisted at W?
No, no. W-A-I-T.
You can get in, but you're too fat.
It's true. They put him on a scale. Yeah. He's crying.
It's a truck scale. It's one of those truck weighing stations.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, he's
I'm like,
got,
what is this the last part of the interview? Why are we going all the way out
he's
here?
He's definitely got illegals inside of him.
Yeah.
He's smuggling them
He's
up.
Smuggling two small Peruvians in his ass. And I'm like, no, I'm just incredibly fat. I just weigh as much as three people. yeah, maybe I should have just fucked it. Sometimes I wonder, what if I had just...
Went to Johns Hopkins.
Waited it out.
Dr. Stoff. You would have been a real nutty professor.
I would have been a busted nutty professor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you that much. That's good. Should we make that movie, The Busted Nutty Professor? It kind of goes back to what you were saying earlier.
Are you sure you weren't waitlisted at Tim Hortons?
No. Whatever it is, no. And what? Tim Hortons?
Yeah.
Just because it's a name. It's a name like Johns Hopkins. Is that why?
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea. Long John's.
Long John, yep. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Big John's. Boy, no, it's Bob's Big Boy. Mm-hmm. Big John's Boy should be another restaurant.
Big John's Boy,
yeah.
You got waitlisted at Sloan Kettering, mm-hmm. the hospital.
The hospital, what the fuck?
They said you were too fat.
Too fat to go to the hospital.
Yeah, they broke their Hippocratic oath.
What do I? Then who sees me? Is it the guys that does the elephants at the zoo? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta go. I gotta go to a vet.
I gotta go to a hippo vet.
His how do you pronounce that word? S A T I E T Y.
S A T I
E T Y.
I don't know that word.
Satiety school.
Satiated.
Like satiated?
Yeah. Satiety school.
Satiety.
Instead of safety school.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
satiety. Satiety. What does that mean? Is that a fucking word?
Like to be satiated.
Yeah, the feeling or state of being sated.
Satiate. Let me read it. Satiety. Satiety?
Yeah. Yeah, that's your satiety score.
Can I see it in the...
I'm going to count that as a good riff.
Let's take it to the judges. There you go. Can I see it on
satiety.
Paper? Or on computer?
Satiety.
Satiety.
Yeah, we live in one.
Yeah, satiety and the spectacle.
Fuck that. Fuck that word. That word sucks.
It's about how everybody.
Because say shh, it takes the shh part.
Everybody's constantly snacking. We live in a world with no discrete meals anymore. True. No one experiences meals. They're just snacking. Therefore,
no one's sated.
Yeah.
You know what? I am never sated. That's true.
It is true.
It's true.
I was going to say
it's
yes.
It's a mark of the obese.
No, it's not.
We did some real fatphobic stuff on the on the the premium episode, which is coming out this Sunday. I was on the road.
That's so fucked up. When I'm away, you just attack my community.
No, just the girls.
Instead of UMBC,
just the girls.
Instead of UMBC, stuff went to TCBY.
I would have loved to go to TCBY for 4 years. Just checking in every day, having a different cake.
Yeah, Stav got mad that he got rejected from an HBCU because he thought it meant hamburger bun cheese university.
There you go, Adam. There you go, buddy. I'm fucking pissed off.
They're like, what are all these black people doing at hamburger bun cheese university?
Damn. I do want a burger.
Yeah, in UMBC, it's a junior Western bacon cheese.
A junior?
Yeah.
A junior bacon cheese.
A junior.
Cheese.
I love that old Tenacious D sketch.
Western bacon cheese. What is that? I never got that. I didn't understand why that was supposed to be funny.
Because it's like a guy that wants to be on a diet, but he's ordering a lot of food. And so he's getting the small versions of everything, but he's getting a lot. It's a pretty simple
and
joke.
And the charm of Jack Black, I think we can all agree.
He's so charming.
There's nothing better than a charming fat guy.
Incredibly
it's a lot
charming.
Better than
so much charisma.
Two little mean gay guys. You know, I think that we can all agree. Charming fat guy is better than that.
Yeah.
A little mean gay guy. Mm-hmm.
And his last name is Black, which reminds you of... Of how cool black people are.
That's true. That is another.
That guy's got everything going for him.
That is another element to his personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about Carl's Jr.
I have yet to eat at a Carl's Jr.
How is that possible?
Because it's the West Coast.
They don't have Hardee's. We don't even have Hardee's.
No,
really.
There is Hardee's on the Eastern Shore.
Not in my stomping grounds.
Yeah, you have to go out to the Eastern Shore.
I got sick at a Hardee's and pooped my pants in Nick's car.
We know. In Richmond.
Richmond, Virginia.
Carl's Jr. is the best fast food restaurant.
Okay.
It's pretty good. You can catch a good one.
Popeye's is the best.
Yeah, but we've had this conversation.
Popeye's is the best. Did you try the flounder sandwich?
Fried chicken's in its own category.
I suppose.
It is fast food, but
if I had to have one meal, all I know is I'm going Popeye's.
And it's incredible that they keep that sandwich at $4.
Shut the fuck up for a second, Adam. This is like being like, what's the best sushi restaurant? And then someone names like a ramen place.
It's not at all.
Stop. Nick and I were at dinner. Uh-huh. A bunch of little kids like stormed at the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
They had like a Fagin. They had like an old man that like sends them out with candies. I got mad at the kid because she's like, someone tried to give the kid $1. She was selling 6 Oreos. And she's like, it's $3.
Wow.
And I was like, that's a terrible deal for 6 Oreos.
Yeah.
It's an atrocious deal.
That's wild.
Wait, she was cutting us a deal on the Oreos.
Who was this girl?
It was just a bunch. You know, like they send a bunch of kids out with candy to sell on the street.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Then they return it to their, you know, to their Fagin character, like Fagin. From
the fuck is Fagin?
He's the man, the old Jewish man from Oliver Twist who makes all the orphan boys go out
I'm
and make money.
I'm not
reading
Oliver Twist, bro.
You don't have to read it.
I'll never watch it.
There's a wishbone of it. There's a lot of them.
Is Fagin in the wishbone, bitch?
Hopefully.
Probably not. Because he doesn't seem like an essential part of the story.
He's a young boy. He's an orphan. He joins a band of little orphan boys. It's being run by an old Jewish man who's sending them out to make money for him.
So this is like the kids are like, we're raising money for our basketball team type of
Yeah, they're part of one of those Fagin-style schemes.
Stop. No one knows who Fagin is. Dude.
Fagin is one of the old anti-Semitic characters.
And I appreciate that aspect
of like
him.
He's like
him and Shylock.
Shylock, exactly.
Yeah, the Clash. So good that they kept the name around, which is a great name.
Yeah, you don't hear a Fagin, but you hear a Shylock.
You think Fagin's pissed?
I think Fagin.
That he's got.
I think Fagin got paid. I think Fagin got paid.
Anyway, dude,
there
I don't
are
know
movies
who Fagin
of Oliver Twist. You don't have to.
I don't know who
book.
Fagin is.
I didn't
a lot
read
of
book.
People don't know who. I guarantee a lot of people listening right now are like, "What the fuck is Adam talking about?"
A lot of people listening right now don't know much. Let's be honest. It's kind of not a.
So you were haggling with a little girl for Oreos.
I didn't get haggled, but it did bother me that she was charging $3 for 6 Oreos.
It's too much money.
Yeah. And then one of the other kids came back and she's, and I told her, We already gave.
Yeah.
Please.
What did you buy?
I didn't buy anything. Someone else did. A weak person that was by us. I'm not going to give them $3 for 6 Oreos.
You could give them $1 just to be a good guy.
Yeah, I guess. I didn't. That kid, though. What's up?
You think they make money on that $3 Oreo?
I'm still thinking about schools and candy.
Schools that I could have gone to. All right, let's see here.
Oh, candy schools.
Yeah.
How are we going to play this? Because it's like we could just pick, like, do we go TCU?
Toblerone.
Toblerone.
Yeah,
that's where like arty fat girls went.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hamford.
That's not okay. So we'll just go fat in general.
Yes.
Doesn't have to be candy.
Yeah.
Hamford's good.
Okay.
Fuck. Let's see here.
NYUM.
Like NYUM, like mm-hmm. N-Yum.
Yeah.
What else we got?
Am I sweet tea?
Okay.
That's
right.
Good. Yeah. These are pretty good. Ori gone. State.
Oregon State, yeah.
Instead of Oregon State.
Oregon State. Yeah, that's good, Adam. I like that. Fuck. Let's see here.
Tulane Bryant.
All right.
Oh, Lane Bryant.
Just a fat lady store?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Tulane Bryant.
That's pretty good.
It is good, but it's pissing me off because it's good.
That's good. That's good.
I got to be a fat lady, too. Yeah. I didn't go to Tulane Bryant. Thank you very much.
You got waitlisted. That's
you guys waitlisted at Tulane Bryant.
I didn't want to go because I didn't want to major in wearing fat lady pants.
That's such a funny concept for a store.
What?
It's like big bitches that try to look professional.
Nothing wrong with that as far as I'm concerned.
Trying to look powerful in the workplace.
I'd like to get sucked off by a BBW and a pencil skirt. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It'd be one of those jumbo novelty size pencils.
Yeah,
but it's still a pencil
more like
skirt.
More
like a what?
I was gonna say like marker, but jumbo novelty size is bigger.
Yeah, marker. Marker pencil
or Sharpie.
Sharpie skirt.
Yeah, nice pencil skirt, bitch. What is it, like a big novelty size pencil? You a fat fucking cow.
That would really show her. Yeah. That would really show her.
Well, if you're not enjoying the show, maybe you should get high off smokable CBD.
I think so.
Maybe you should get obliterated, ripped.
Off cushydreams.com, smoke your CBD because you can. Luxury pre-roll joints and extraordinary smokable flower.
Extraordinary is correct.
It comes in smell-proof and discreet packaging, and it's 100% guaranteed delivery.
Wow. Yeah. It's guaranteed delivery, huh?
Yeah.
The product you order, you will get. Yeah.
It's lab tested for compliance. Full flower, full spectrum, full flavor.
No autism here.
Create,
dream. All parts of the spectrum.
Not just autism.
Energy.
Not just.
Hustle, peace, and relax.
Mm-hmm. I'm a peace and relax and a dream guy, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you like rolling a spliff.
Energy and hustle are kind of the same thing. Right? Yeah. That's what hustle means.
And it's a peace and a relax.
Sort of
you know, there's subtle differences. I probably, I would say the foremost connoisseur of cushy dreams amongst the three of us, I will say that I do like the peace, the dream, the relax, all that kind
of
stuff.
Here's some of the testimonials from their website. This is probably better than your experience.
Okay, no worries.
My husband has been battling depression and anxiety for the last few years. It was only getting worse. From seeing a therapist, he was quick in the first 20 minutes of his session to prescribe medication, to trying other CBD products, nothing... Mm-hmm. Other CDB products.
Okay, that's just a
nothing
typo.
Worked. He was feeling like an utter failure until he tried your product.
That's awesome.
Thank you for giving me back my husband. More importantly, giving our kids back their father.
That's not, you're making this
up. No, it just says Justine, which it sounds like maybe she's got a little of the old trash poussoir.
Yeah.
In French.
Yeah.
Poussoir du garbage.
Du garbage.
And maybe
poussoir le pieu.
Pussy le pieu.
Pussy le pieu.
For as long as I can remember, I've been sort of a restless sleeper, and it's rare I wake up after a good night's sleep feeling refreshed. I've tried various methods to improve my sleep and nothing worked. A few weeks ago I tried Cushy Dreams and the results I've had are almost unbelievable. I fell asleep while driving and crashed into an elementary school. Now I'm awaiting trial for murder.
Wow.
Nothing keeps me calm.
From Philip P.
Like a pre-roll of dream.
Here's another testimony from Daniel K. I am a pedophile. I smoke Cushy Dream CBD before molesting children.
What? They put that on their website?
Why would they add that?
That's crazy, dude.
It makes me feel better about being a pedophile. Here's the next one from Matt B. Hitler, faggot, faggot.
What?
From Matt B. That's, one
that's
of their
it?
Testimonials, yeah. I think maybe their testimonial
Do they let
section.
Anyone write anything?
It's like I'm so fucked up right now. Hitler.
Is it Matt B again?
See Kyle. I love saluting Hitler while I'm dick deep in a baby.
Whoa. These have nothing to do.
He's
they
a
don't even mention
Cushy
Dreams anymore.
Yeah. No, it's still on their website, dude. They're the only testimonials on CushyDreams.com.
I guess anyone could write it.
That's crazy.
This one's real for Michael T. Wow, I've bought in the cheaper CBD cigarette packs before and wasn't really impressed.
Yeah. I've bought
it literally says that. Wow, I've bought in the cheaper cigarette, which is probably why I heard your guys' is on Skeptic Tank.
And oh, it was, hell yeah.
It
oh,
was nice. Still, which is a podcast you shouldn't listen to. You should listen to this one.
No,
said.
Yeah.
And it was still a while before I finally decided to give it a try. I'm blown away by how relaxing and calming the feeling is from after smoking your guys' product.
Whose podcast is that?
That's Ari Shaffir's podcast. It's like it's something. It's like it is something completely different than what I was trying before. I really have enjoyed what I tested out so far. This guy writes like John Coffey in the Green Mile. I tried your CBD, boss. It's pretty funny that we landed on that one at the end.
I love you guys' product. Yeah.
We love those guys.
I've bought in the other products before. Just edit that out.
Yeah.
Just do the guy a favor. Yeah. Don't,
just write a fake one.
I've bought. I've bought
editing.
Him. Yeah.
I literally do smoke Cushy Dreams, and it is actually pretty good.
That's great, dude. That's
I do smoke it a lot.
It's changing lives, and it's changed our friends.
Because I haven't really smoked weed. I've been off the fucking weed for quite some time, and when I get a little hankering, bro, I straight up smoke. Because you know, once you get fucking high as shit off of Mary Jane. You're nuts deep in a fucking bag of Pringles.
You're having sex with a guy
Adam's
within 10 minutes.
Smoking something called Bussy Dreams.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
What is that? Where do you get that?
I've never scrolled down this far on the page, but if you go far enough, it just says, what does Joe Rogan say about
what does he say? What does Joe Rogan say?
That's awesome. Yeah,
we love our podcast partners. Not anymore, bitch.
Yeah. Why don't you love these nuts?
Yeah.
Why don't you sprinkle some fucking... Because here's the thing. It comes in pre-rolls.
Mm-hmm.
They got the little half grams. They got the whole gram. They also come in tins of eighths. So why don't you sprinkle some of that onto my nuts and smoke that?
This shit is very nice. I have some, but it fell under the couch, and I've been too...
You want me to help you get it, man?
No, I'll do it myself at some point. I'll find a stick or something to get under there with.
You sure? Why don't we just squat the couch, dude?
I don't want to...
Engage our glutes.
I don't want to do anything. I don't want to move. Recent post.
You've been doing too much cocaine, dude.
Recent post. Luis J. Gomez smokes big.
Is just Luis a guest blogger for CushyDreams.com?
Marijuana. Luis J. Gomez smokes big.
Wow. I love that guy.
Yeah, anyways, no, this shit's good. And if you use promo code Cumtown, right?
Yep.
You get 20% off your order, and it ships guaranteed directly.
It's guaranteed delivery, which is one of the best things.
It's one of the best ways to consume this shit. Take it from guest blogger Luis J. Gomez, who smokes big loud. Dude, Luis gets big loud on fucking Cushy Dreams. Why do they have a blog?
Damn, I'm trying to write for Cushy Dreams blog.
They got free shipping on all orders over $50 right now. I don't think you need the promo code for that.
Mm-hmm. You hear
this
that,
shit, this
you
shit
little
is,
fuckers?
This shit is good. It's independently lab tested, which, you know, if you want to
Indepenously.
Be like, if you're like the Walter White of this kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Heisenberg.
Yeah.
So Adam's ass is indepenously ass tested.
You know it doesn't have fentanyl.
It's tested by scientists.
fentanyl.
No fent in the fucking Cushy Dreams.
No fentanyl.
Okay.
No fentanyl.
Yep. Yep, so go get that shit, man.
No say ends at all.
No sayings at all. That's been, you know what? That's good. That's a good rule for you.
I've been taking
no sayings.
I've been
at
taking
all.
My no sayings at all daily.
Yeah, and look, does he have as much energy as is he as happy as he used to be?
Does
no,
he have the verve?
But he's not saying it anymore either. Yeah. So Sometimes you have to fucking do trade-offs.
Oh, no. I accidentally took Sayenza all the time.
No. Fuck.
I've been taking my Sayenza every day.
You got a spiked dose that has Sayenza.
Yeah, I got a. The doctor says I got Sayenza.
I got Sayenza.
The doctor's saying I got Sayenza.
I got Sayenza.
I can't stop doing it.
Goddamn Sayenza.
I got chest pains from my Sayenza. I've been saying, I gotta say it too much. I can't help. It's like sweets.
I know I shouldn't. I know I should only do one a day, but I can't help myself.
The new it's Hyundai Sayenza. Fifth chance financing. So sweet a deal. You can't help yourself but say it.
That's right.
The brand new 1997 Hyundai Sienza.
Damn, bro. Imagine what a 97 Hyundai is looking like right now.
Mm-hmm.
Think anybody's patrolling one right now? Anybody's whipping a 97 Hyundai?
I don't know. I saw a Saturn the other day in my neighborhood.
Very nice.
And I completely forgot about Saturn.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Does forgot Nissan Saturn buy exists. Them or some shit?
No, they just
went out of business.
Like GM just like canceled half their brands, and that was like the first one to go.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Pontiacs don't exist anymore.
What? When am I? What I want a Firebird.
Yeah. Too
Is
bad.
It too late?
Yeah.
Too bad, dude.
You're also thinking of the burrito.
I'm not. Yeah. I didn't even know that was a burrito restaurant.
No. Yeah, you did subconsciously.
Yeah,
you could feel it in the.
So you think the reason I've wanted a Firebird is because there's a part of my soul that detects when something is named after a restaurant?
Yeah, you can feel it in the collective consciousness.
The collective fat.
Yeah,
yeah.
You
the
might
collective cafeteria,
honestly,
as Young called it.
I have wanted a fucking Firebird since I was like 13.
Yeah.
I think I've talked about this. There was a lime green Firebird on a Dundalk lot for a year. For some reason it didn't sell. I don't know why.
Yeah, you told this story already.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So maybe, dude. Mm. Maybe from the time I was a little boy I knew.
Firebird
was a type of burrito.
Yeah.
Since we did broach the subject, what kind of burritos do they have over there? Where is it available?
The same kind of burritos they have literally anywhere you go.
That's not true.
Anyways, cushydreams.com, promo code cumtown.
Dude, that is not true. Burritos are fucking vastly different places you go. Qdoba
like
versus Chipotle versus...
What's the queso? The place...
No, there's a qualitative difference. Yeah. Versus the place that used to be open that was awesome that's dead now.
You're saying all this and all I'm hearing is ching chong, ching chong.
I miss Lucha Lucha once again.
Lucha Lucha was incredible, dude.
Yeah. Lucha Lucha was high quality.
Yeah, there's fries and burritos.
It was good. So that place was so good that I got food poisoning from there twice. I would still come crawling back.
I remember when Chipotle got queso and Stop and I went to Chipotle.
Yep.
We're like, oh, God, we gotta see what this is all about.
I haven't had a good burrito in a while, dude.
There isn't. The Mexican food in New York sucks.
Lucha Lucha is
Mexican food here is fucking gay. Dude.
No, there's one really good place.
You go to Cali? Wow.
Instantly contradicting himself.
Yeah.
You were the one who just said...
For the most part, it's really bad.
And then Nick says it's bad, and then you're like, no, it's actually good.
Adam accent.
There is one really good place.
He's just arguing with himself.
Yeah. You should see it when you guys aren't even here.
What is it?
What's it called? I'm furious at myself. You went there. There's the place in Jackson Heights, and then they just added a second place.
So did you hear I went to dinner with Woody Allen?
No, I didn't.
Like you saw Woody Allen at dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome, dude.
He was like talking to the owner of the restaurant. Yeah,
huh?
Him and Soon Yi were just like
Get
talking.
Get the fuck out of
like
here.
Two tables away from us.
Are you joking?
No, I'm dead serious. Yeah.
Whoa, that rocks.
He came out of his cave.
Yeah. What did you say I'm a big fan of your
I was like,
not so much
this,
of your films?
I was like, there's this guy Adam I know that like he does this whole thing where he goes
he
like
didn't say this.
He like coyly does this like Woody innocent thing. He does it with Michael Jackson too. It's really good.
No, Michael Jackson actually is innocent.
Shut up, Adam. Right. Just
and,
shut the fuck up.
And Woody
up.
Allen was like, do you have any quarters? And I was like, wow, aren't you like a billionaire?
Do you
and
validate
he's like, I can't
policy?
Stop.
I can't help myself.
I can't help myself. It's part of my rapist. My rapist.
Yeah, rapists are always trying to save money.
Well,
I'm saying
a certain kind is.
I'm saying that because he's a rapist, by the way.
Not
for any other.
Yeah.
There's no other reason we're disparaging Woody Allen or talking like that. Yeah. We were doing a rapist voice.
Yeah. That's just the voice of a smooth criminal, if you will.
It is so funny when you say Michael Jackson didn't fuck kids.
No. Joe Jackson chemically castrated when he was a child. He didn't have sexual function. He was like an angel sent from God. Did angels have genitalia? I don't think so.
Castrato. The ones in Noah did. They had big old dicks.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Either an angel should have a smooth or should have a giant penis.
A huge cock. That's awesome.
Yeah. Massive.
But doesn't get hard. It's like an engineering mistake.
Why would God make
like Dr. Manhattan?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. That big floppy blue thing. You just want to.
How about Nurse Manhattan? And it's Dr. Manhattan. He's got the blue dick, but then also a big pair of tits.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. Sign me up. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
What is
Dr. Like, I have to live on the moon because everyone's trying to fuck me.
Yeah, because I'm
everywhere
I'm
I go, is people just keep trying to fuck.
But does Nurse Manhattan look the same way in the face, or does she have
Way in the face? But she's got the nurse hat on.
Yeah, nurse hat, jacked, big tits.
No, I don't want a jacked.
Big dong.
Yeah,
I'd like big tits, cute, big dick.
You're gonna be manhandled by a nurse. That's what your dream is.
Not really.
To be sponge bathed and manhandled by
sponge bathed and sucked off. Now we're talking.
By Alice from Super Jail. That's your dream woman.
I don't think I've seen Super Jail.
Yeah, your mind is suppressing your memory of it because you know that it's to be true.
I would like. I just said I'll get sponge bathed and sucked off. I have no problem with that. I don't know about getting manhandled.
Sponge bath, square pants.
I would prefer to do that. If someone's got to get manhandling, I would prefer to do the manhandling.
Yeah,
I don't particularly want to be.
But sometimes a lady does the manhandling. Mm-hmm.
I've never really fucked anybody strong enough to manhandle me. Actually, that's not true. I've got my head squeezed pretty vociferously while eating pussy with some very strong thighs. It was pretty tight, actually.
Mm-hmm. Like a Xena style.
Honestly, yeah. And that was awesome.
Yeah.
But for the most part, no. The women that I have sex with are not capable of manhandling me. I'm sure you have definitely fucked women.
This is Sav's dream.
Wow. She looked good.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
That would be a good look for you, Stop. Dating a fitness lady?
Dude, I'm so in.
But she's got to be strong, then.
Of course. I don't have a problem with that. But that's the thing. Psychologically, I would have to be powerful to not get manhandled. It would have to be my cunning my charisma.
All the ladies I've had sex with are incredibly strong, but on the inside.
You literally...
They're strong people.
Tell me you've definitely fucked at least a couple women that could beat you up.
Hmm?
Cause just mostly because of how frail you are.
I fucked a lot of women that have beaten me.
You're just getting backhanded by fucking little ass girls.
I'm experiencing.
What's the largest woman you fucked? Like that could the
biggest?
Just in general. I'm not just saying fat. I'm saying size? In general. Just no, powerful. Yeah. How about that? Most physically powerful.
I think in college in the laundry room in my dorm.
Yeah.
It was a big girl.
She pinned you down and fucked your ass. She pinned you
down.
She
was powerful. She was pretty powerful.
So in a wrestling match, she would have beaten you at the time, would you say?
At the time, possibly, yes. I didn't start weight training at that point. I was still on the tail end of puberty at that point. Freshman year of college.
Who was this girl?
We didn't really even say any words to each other. It just kind of happened.
No, shut up.
Yeah,
are you serious?
It was very erotic. I masturbate to the thought of it.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
You were in a laundry room and you just fucked a stranger?
It wasn't fuck.
Oh,
it was,
okay.
It was third base. Oral pleasure.
You were... Okay.
Yeah.
Did you...
Which
you
made
only
it better
got,
than sex.
You only got your dick sucked or did you eat pussy too?
I only got my dick sucked.
Wow.
And I can't believe I'm saying this.
This is awesome, Adam. I'm
pretty
having,
cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So what... Cool. Oh, that's
I'd see her
huge.
Around, kind of.
And you did you ever hooked up again?
No, never hooked up again.
Wow.
It was nice.
That's magic, bro.
It was very nice.
That would make
that
would make me believe in God.
That kept me going for a while.
Absolutely, dude. That's huge. I'm so happy right now.
Shout out to her. She was very nice.
That's so cool. And what happens? You guys...
You know, it's college.
Now it's college, but it's like, hey, what's up?
But it wasn't regular college, like, you know, toga party, everyone getting laid getting laid all the time.
Nerds.
I wasn't getting laid all the time.
So I'm just
curious. It was one of my few sexual experiences there.
That's huge. And that's so... And
cool.
she was like, stout.
She was built. She was taller than me. Yeah. She was solid.
You would say she was driving the encounter. You got your dick sucked. You were chosen.
It was a vibe thing. It was hot.
It was a vibe. It was just a vibe. You and her thing. in the fucking just thing?
Late at night doing laundry.
What time are we talking? 1 a.m.?
Yeah, like 2 a.m.
Oh, my God.
It was hot.
And you just start talking?
I think we turned the light off.
Who turns the light off?
Maybe me, maybe her. Wow. I don't remember.
Light goes off,
and then...
You start kissing?
A little bit of kissing. A little bit of kissing, and then she...
There's no talking.
I don't remember clearly, but no, I don't think that there was a lot of preamble. I don't think there was a lot of preamble.
Huge. The whole thing lasts 7 minutes.
I think I came immediately.
Oh, I would have busted so fast.
I think I came very fast.
Respect.
I mean, I still come very fast, so...
Dude, that's huge.
Yeah,
cool. How about this? You still beat off to it?
Honestly,
I'm going to beat off to it.
That might be my peak. My entire life.
I think it is.
Yeah.
She just, the vibe, that might be putting out the vibe and she's sucking you off.
I don't know if it was her vibe or my vibe. It was very, very hot.
I think I'm going to, not to disrespect you any more than we usually do here, but I'm going to say.
I appreciate the compliment. You're making me feel really nice.
I'm going to say that you were, it's a little bit of right place, right time.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was not in control of the situation. I think you caught her in a real dick-sucking mood, and God said Adam could use a W right now.
It was an accident.
Let's get this fucking rugby player to suck. Let's get him to grip onto some fucking huge shoulders while he gets his dick sucked.
It was an accident. And
it wasn't an accident.
If you're out there, I think about you
all
the time.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
No, it felt nice. Didn't really say anything. Went back to my dorm. Didn't really say anything to anyone.
Went to sleep. That's incredible.
Put on what did I put on? I put on it was either the movie Waiting.
Waiting. Oh, like that's a banger.
With Ryan Reynolds.
Of course.
Or Grandma's Boy. It was during that.
Dude. Those, and you know
on
what?
On my Dell laptop.
A kid that was watching those movies, nothing could possibly be better than randomly getting your dick sucked to the laundry room.
Best 7 minutes of my life.
Oh, I'm so jealous, dude.
Pretty cool.
Fuck.
Pretty cool.
I'm trying to think if any spontaneous shit
None
like
that stuff happens anymore. We're adults.
I mean, you're not. Where are you gonna? You know.
Also,
you get your dick sucked
in a
bathroom bar. Or
we're
something.
Such celebs now.
You're afraid of the paparazzi.
If I go to like a gas station, usually I fuck any woman. There's like a lady behind the counter.
I'll usually fuck her for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that I have fucked pretty much whenever I want to fuck a woman. I do. Yeah, me as well.
I show them my Ridge wallet.
All right. That one really carried us through.
And that gets their pussies going?
They're like, what is that, a solid gold wallet? 18 karat?
And you're like, zip?
I say, that's exactly right. And I got it at RidgeWallet.com, which they just sent us a whole bunch of shit.
Yes, they did.
We got the duffel
bag. And maybe you guys can talk about how nice the large backpacks are. I can't really speak to that.
Stav, as you remember, there was a battle of wits last week, and Stav lost.
I can't really speak to this.
Because of my wits.
I'm sure you've used it.
I have used it, and I put my power bank in it and a cord, and I was on the go the other day, and I was able to charge my phone and use it.
That's great, and I'm happy for you.
And it's kind of nice, too, because you have the cord coming out of the backpack, so you feel like one of those guys in World War II, like calling in like that they need air support or something. Mm-hmm. You're the communications guy with the backpack.
Nice. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
That is cool.
When I see Adam with that, I think, well, there goes a mentally retarded fag.
That's pretty much what you look like.
I say, there goes one of the gayest guys I've ever seen. Cool backpack, though.
Yeah. The backpack rules. The guy is gay.
But that
Yeah. And you can decorate it with different pins and stuff.
Yeah. You should see the kind of pin, I have one
with the American flag and the Israeli flag crossing.
Yeah.
I normally wear it on the lapel of my
suits. They sent me the 18 karat gold one, which I took for myself.
Yeah. By the way, wallet, yeah. I gotta get the duffel. You don't need the duffel. You got the
duffel's right next to you.
Yeah, but the duffel now has other stuff in it.
No, you said it came
with
stuff.
Why are you getting a backpack and the duffel?
Well, why do you get the 18 karat gold?
You can have one. They're in the bag. If you want a wallet, you can take a wallet.
I'll take the bag home to check the wallets I want.
The bag contains other items.
That argument is such a Jedi mind trick attempt on your part. Just because there's other things in the bag, you could put the thing somewhere else and empty the bag.
They go perfectly in the bag.
You have a lot of bag. What about your old backpack that you don't use?
I'm using them to cat sleeps on that. I'm using the bag.
I got the little backpack.
To do brand work for the company.
Using the what kind? It's your company.
I'm going around handing out the products.
To Ridge Wallet?
Yes.
So you got a side deal with Ridge Wallet now?
I have a side deal where I do additional marketing for them by handing out the products to homeless people.
Okay, well, listen, when it's empty, since that's what you're doing...
Well, you can argue with the homeless man that ends up with it.
You're going to give it to a homeless guy?
You're stealing from the homeless stuff.
Yeah, you're stealing from the homeless again.
What do you mean again?
What are you going to put in there? Candy that you're going to eat in one day anyways?
No. Yeah, you're going to check the donation bin, go back to the
candy. I don't put candy in duffel bags.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, this gold wallet is very nice.
It is nice, I have to say.
It's got the money clip, the cash strap. They all got the money clip and the cash strap.
And it's made out of money.
But I really like this thing. I've been using it for years now because I had a regular...
Let me just take a look here.
Why are you going through the bag?
You just told me I could go through the bag to get a wallet.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. But don't look at my medicine that's in there.
You don't have any medicine.
I do have medicine in there. A lot of people don't know. They listen
little
to show
dick
them.
Pills.
No, they don't know that I'm dying.
Yeah.
And now I'm actually a hero for continuing to do the show, despite the fact
He's like the guy, Black Panther guy.
Yeah, I'm like Forrest
I'm taking
Gump.
The knife.
All right, take the knife.
Nice.
You're giving him a knife?
Fuck you, Adam.
I already have a knife.
That?
Dude, I was going to buy you guys knives.
I know you were,
and then I couldn't
engraved.
Find. I couldn't find the Jewish knife. I was trying to find the.
Can I see your knife?
No, fuck
you. I'm not going to cut you.
I was trying to find the kind they used to do the circumcisions.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of like
the Ridge Damascus. What's this?
I mean, I have no idea.
It's the Syrian.
Let's open it up and find out.
Yeah. Take the knife and open that up. Anyways, Ridge Wallet, promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20. Do you remember what it is?
I think it's 20, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it's Cumtown20. Free shipping and returns on all orders.
Wow, a black blade.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking
it's
jelly.
Like the operator.
Be careful with your finger there, dude.
Dude.
You're cutting in a very unsafe way. Now that's
cut right. Away from yourself.
Shut
cut
up,
away.
Dude.
You're about to stab yourself.
Nah, my skin is...
Stop.
Stop. He's flying around the room.
He's flying around the room.
Help, guys! Let me fucking crack open the Damascus.
Yeah, Damascus. But that's just like, it's just wood. Oh. Wood grain, right?
It's pretty cute.
It's a metal wood grain or it's an actual wood?
No, it's metal.
Yeah.
It's metal with a wood grain.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's a weird look.
I think I'm going to go full-time Ridge Wallet, you know?
Yeah, they are nice.
What is that?
What?
Can I see that little microfiber cloth?
No,
I just want to clean my glasses.
No.
Yeah, they're not for cleaning glasses.
What? They're microfiber cloth. You can use it for your glasses.
No. It's not. We're not
maybe
using
your large backpack came with a microfiber cloth.
To wipe off the residual burned-in image of a man's penis.
That's not a
you've
thing.
Been staring
is,
at
that's not a thing.
His glasses burned.
That can't happen.
That can't staring, happen.
Staring at a
if
picture.
If it's burned
of
in, you can't wipe it off.
It's like the way like a what is it like an LED TV? If you leave it too long,
it's OLED.
Yeah.
OLED. That's what happens to Adam's eyes with a man's penis.
Have any of us stepped it up to OLED yet?
No, you are.
I want to.
You're buying a.
I haven't yet.
A CX that you got a deal on because you know a guy.
I think. C1.
How much does that cost?
I might have a deal.
So what's the cost?
Because
I'm gonna call him and I'm gonna
RidgeWallet.com. if your birthday you get an $80 million gift card and something. You buy the wallet. It's guaranteed shipping. They absolutely will. Ship it to you.
They guarantee that it will come in the mail.
This thing where it says get $15 to $19. I don't really... share this offer with friends. They get 10% of their first purchase, and you can earn increasing rewards.
Wow.
So go to RidgeWallet.com, use promo code Cumtown or Cumtown20. I can't remember which one it is, and I never will.
That's our promise.
And it's a great product.
Yeah, and it's I'm
can
really enjoying.
The
I'm actually really enjoying my new duffel bag as well, which I will be
now
taking.
Take, see, this is what you did, you fucking idiot. Now he's taking the knife, the wallet, and the duffel bag.
You could have taken the knife yourself. It's been in your house.
No, it would have been unfair. Everything.
I've been trying to be fair because I felt bad that Stav wanted the backpack.
No, you're an idiot. Everything stayed fair.
Sorry that I
by leaving it all in there.
No, it wouldn't have been fair.
What do you want, Adam?
I just want to see what's in there.
Here, I'll hand you the stuff.
I love presents.
Yeah, I'll hand you everything in the duffel bag, Adam.
You're taking
it. So you can see what's in it.
Oh, okay.
Here's another one.
I like this one. But I don't know. I'm a wallet guy.
Yeah, a Ridge Wallet guy.
I'm a Ridge Wallet guy. I'm a Ridge Wallet guy.
What are you doing?
You fucking moron.
Sorry.
That's the story of the show. And
I'm
how
a
we,
wallet. I'm
I was in between wallets, and they sent me one, and now I've never looked back.
That's true.
And you know me. I do plenty of looking back.
We should sell your old Ridge Wallet.
I do nothing but regret
things. No, you can
things.
Have these.
I don't want all of it in
no,
my
you can
hands.
Have them.
Just put it in the duffel.
No.
Oh,
put it back in the duffel bag.
Now Nick's going to be mad. There's going to be garbage.
There's just going to be shit all over the place. Put it all back in the duffel bag.
Get him another bag.
Fine. Next bags. Week, I'm coming with a shitty bag.
Just ask them. Just email them and ask them to send you a duffel bag.
You don't need this. Are you using the duffel bag?
The duffel bag is filled with the Ridge Wallet shit, which is being distributed to
there's only like three
to
wallets.
The socially enfeebled people.
There's only three wallets in here
that I do work with.
What about the
penis? Does a lot of charity.
The penis fully enfeebled.
Yeah, they're also getting stuff. You're also getting condoms.
Dude, the
Ridge makes condoms.
Yeah, I'm bringing condoms.
100%.
Should I get this one or the other one or the Damascus? What do you guys think?
I like the gradient.
I like
the
gradient.
Metal gradient.
I'm gonna get this one.
Yeah, do that one.
Go to ridgewallet.com. The products are beautiful, folks.
They have a great line of products, and it's not just wallets.
Mm-hmm.
And the backpack, I got the little backpack, and I have to say it's pretty good, too, as well.
It's nice. Yeah. And because it's little, it's like you're like a slut girl.
I'm
you're
like a little
slutty
fucking
girl.
Whore.
Well, it also helps Stav with dieting, because if he had the full size, he's going to get that
duffel bag. I wouldn't fill
it
with candy.
There's going to be...
I wouldn't fill whatever bag
been,
I have
be
with candy.
An entire roasted pig.
He would have had a liquid cheese compartment.
He puts the bag down. There's an apple rolling across the floor. And he, oh, whoops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Now you can just fit two hams instead of the entire pig.
No, dude. I'm off the fucking pork. I'm on that shit. I'm off that shit.
That's good, dude.
I'm on that assalamu alaikum type shit right now, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. No pork.
Actually, that's a lie. I guess I actually haven't eaten pork in quite some time. Because I'm eating a lot of seafood, and when I want to treat myself, I get a little fucking beef.
Mm. I went to the hand roll place in DeKalb Market.
So good.
It's bigger now, too. They got a larger menu.
They got more now.
You want to go after this?
I have to go home and FaceTime my friend. We're working on something.
A gay porno?
It's a gay porno. It's a gay porno over FaceTime.
Yeah.
What are you working on, dude? Tell us.
Nothing. I don't want to talk about it.
Well, if you want to hear what Adam's working on, check
out
Cumtown Premium.
Yeah, I did mention on the premium this week. Stav was on the road for it, so we say...
I can't wait
Patreon.
To listen.
We say a lot of anti-Greek,
Patreon.
Pro-Albanian...
What?
Pro-anorexic, pro-Albanian.
/ Cumtown.
Yeah.
There's an extra episode.
There's an extra episode
week.
Every
There are about 300 episodes on the Patreon feed. I checked this week.
And that's as awesome. You know, I am dying.
And so Nick's dying.
So get enjoy this while you can.
Like Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah. It would be funny if you guys continued doing the show, which you probably would. That's kind of how everybody works.
I don't know. I don't know. I think I would feel kind
of
weird.
Adam would keep doing it.
Yeah, I'd keep doing it alone, of course. I'd act like you guys were
Adam would do some kind of hostile takeover, just bleed the Patreon dry.
Yeah. Like
I would insist on being entombed with both the Ridge Wallet duffel bag and Adam.
Just
a pyramid somewhere.
Just people, they're laying the bricks while I'm screaming.
Yeah.
Like Smithers.
Yeah. Exactly like Smithers.
Oh, baby, I want to fuck.
Yeah, now I want one of those hand rolls or a burrito or something.
You're right.
Those hand rolls are very good. I'm down to go.
What's a hand roll?
It's like
it's
a sushi that they don't cut.
Yeah, they don't cut it.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
And it's like you eat it immediately, and the nori is extra crispy, and you dip it in the sauce.
It's so good, dude.
It's
that's
so fucking good.
The fucking eel and the salmon belly there are fucking amazing.
Salmon belly.
The toro,
oh my God.
Fatty salmon. Or fatty.
That sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. That's toro's tuna.
Adam had to say he knows the word.
Yep.
Ooh,
but
the NYPD
what?
Bomb Squad has been called in to examine a package.
Mm-hmm. Where?
While traffic around the museum is being... Which museum? Hopefully the African
The Museum of Get... Wait, why? Why that one?
It's not in... That's not in New York.
On the other show.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
He's talking about the African American Museum just being like a regular museum, but with like a sort of like an African American theme. So it's still like, y'all ever see electricity?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all want to see some old paintings?
Yeah.
Some Dutch shit.
Mm-hmm.
The Ben Franklin.
The Dutch Masters. The guys from Dutch Masters.
They call this shit Trompe-l'Ole.
What's Trompe-l'Ole?
I don't know. It's the only thing I learned in art history class. I think it's something that looks like it like it is in real life.
How about our Wordstory class?
Our Wordstory.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, but you know how you can do like women's studies in college? You should be able to do retard studies.
Yeah, why can't you?
They just do it. We're studying the history of retards.
I don't understand why you can't.
Like, if you can study, yeah. If they're like, yeah, but this is what it's been like to be a bitch throughout history.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Well, how about being like a retard or... Why can't you major in that?
Let's see famous retarded people.
Sean Penn and I Am Sam.
Yeah, that wasn't even a real guy.
Just writing your thesis on I Am Sam. The special, the Women's Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I guess there were like monarchs and stuff who were probably mentally enfeebled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, if you look this up, it just seems like guys they used to put in the circus, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So we can't, it's not really going for.
Well, you could write a thing about the circus. You could write a paper about the circus.
It was funny back in the day when like P.T. Barnum at his like Museum of Bullshit in New York, and they had an exhibit called The What Is It? And it was just a retarded black guy.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They put in a gorilla costume.
No.
And, like, just kept in the museum.
Yeah. God damn, dude. Yeah.
He was a genius of spectacle.
But then there was like contemporaneous accounts of people being like, you know, they have this exhibit called The What Is It? And it's clearly just a mentally disabled guy from Virginia. It's like, even then they weren't like, wow, what is it? They're like, oh, this is a retarded person imprisoned.
What about Asperger's? That's probably, people are saying Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was an Asperger's guy.
That's true.
Isaac Newton, Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, I think Seinfeld admitted that himself. Mm-hmm.
History's 30 most inspiring people on the autism spectrum. Here we go. Dan Aykroyd.
Megan Fox.
Hans Christian Andersen. Benjamin Banneker. Oh, the clock guy, of course. Susan Boyle. Tim Burton. Henry Cavendish. Charles Darwin. Emily Dickinson. Paul Dirac. Dirac. Einstein. Bobby Fischer.
Yeah, it's all really smart guys. Yeah.
Michelangelo.
The New York Herald ad tells the reputed story of the
creator of Nintendo's Pokemon, Satoshi.
The capture and process of civilizing what Barnum called the nondescript. The What Is It exhibit presented an African American man as the link between man and monkey.
Jesus Christ.
What Is It opened at the American Museum shortly after the publication of Charles Darwin's Origin of Species and at the height of political tensions over slavery in the U.S. The exhibit claimed to prove that Africans descended from monkeys and thus merged supposedly objective scientific findings about evolution with ongoing antebellum debates over racial definition.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, pretty fucked up if you ask me. Daryl Hannah, apparently.
She's autistic.
I don't know. Asperger's?
That's cool.
Barnum's promotional material for The What Is It claimed that it is the opinion of most scientific men that he is the connecting link between the wild native African and the orangutan.
Oh, Kinsey, the sex guy. He
needed to have a scale.
Kubrick, call back to the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, nice. Tesla. Andy Warhol.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, probably. Damn.
Well, congrats to Elon, friend of the show, for the SNL.
Finally, long overdue.
We've been lobbying for that for a while.
It's nice that a certified meme lord could be on SNL.
That's the best thing about his fans is that they think he's really funny.
Look at this picture of Adam I found.
That's not me. That guy's got a button nose. He doesn't look like me.
That looks exactly like you, dude.
If I looked like that, my mother would be. My parents would think I was such a good boy.
Yeah.
If I was just a.
You do look like
a bow tie, sweet young man.
The thing is, you do look like
who is this guy? Sam Humphrey. He's like a weird baby adult. Sam Humphrey is a New Zealand actor from Frankston, Victoria, Australia, is best known. Yeah, I guess he's 27 and he's 4'2".
Nice.
He's Adam.
What's he been in?
The Greatest Showman. Yeah, The Greatest Showman. This is Adam for sure.
It is you.
Yeah. Adam, are you hearing this?
That's not me.
It's you.
Mm-hmm.
It's you. You can't dispute it. He looks exactly like him.
He looks just like him.
We looked at the pictures, and it's some really amazing stuff. It looks exactly like him. It's him.
Apparently, he starred in the 2017 TV film, Jeremy the Dud.
Yeah.
So check that out. Check out Sam Humphrey, which in what I'm guessing is Australian or New Zealand television.
Well, Adam's been watching Barney and Friends lately.
Yeah. Do you want to
tell us about that, Adam?
What's this? It's mostly about socialism these days.
Is that so?
No. Well, there's a lot of
everybody do your share.
Yeah, everyone do your share.
This shooting in North Carolina has to be horrific.
It seems as if it's really bad.
Yeah. Well, they already declared the state of emergency. But you can never really trust the cops. It might be like one thing where it's not as bad, but they're doing all this to get people to riot beforehand.
They're like delaying showing the video.
It's not that bad.
Think it's bad.
Yeah.
Wow, the genius cops.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's sort of the Joker.
What was the situation? It's like a middle-aged guy who got shot in the back.
We're going to release the video.
We're going to make it look
a couple good. Of days later so we can have gay sex with each other. We're declaring a state of emergency so we can have
so
gay
can
sex
in gay.
The
prison.
Yeah. Damn.
What was the situation? He is just some guy got shot in the back randomly by a cop.
Yeah, looks like they...
Was he at a traffic stop or...
No, I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, we'll see when we see the video. Yeah.
So keep your eyes peeled for that, folks.
Keep your eyes peeled for,
oh,
for
Liz,
another
Liz
horrific
Cheney's
police.
Trending. I think her pussy fell out or something.
Oh, yeah. Let me look. Let me go to CNN.com.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's something else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Any day now.
Proud rodeo mom, soccer mom, baseball mom, hockey mom, dog fucker, and constitutional conservative.
That's her Twitter bio?
Yeah, weird.
She must have got
honored
hacked.
To serve the people of Wyoming in Congress and also have sex with golden retrievers.
Dalmatian golden retrievers. You know, if you were to pick a dog to fuck, there are some, like a Marmaduke type dog.
A big
like
ass
a
dog?
A big dog with a big ass dick. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I'd have sex with pit bulls.
Yeah, you already
powerful,
do.
Strong damn. Pit bulls. No,
just,
I don't have
she
sex
retweeted
with
this woman who's like posted some woman that the Iranian woman that got fucked up by an acid attack. Mm-hmm. But look how hot this woman is that even with the acid, still.
Let me see.
You'd still, yep, still, you'd still hit.
Yeah.
She's pretty hot.
She's too hot, even with her half her face melted.
She's kind of got a Harvey Dent situation.
American women could never. Yeah, she is sort of like two face.
Kind of a two face.
A two faced bitch. That's what I'm trying to. In fact, it's like, it might, you probably overlook this woman if she wasn't like that, because you'd be like, that's just a pretty lady.
Right.
But now, a little bit of acid, a little bit of Monica in my life.
Yep.
Mambo number five.
Bum, 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 bum,
if you know what I mean.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wow. Mambo number
I gotta get my dick sucked by a guy.
If you don't fuck me, I'll kill you.
I have a gun, you fucking bitch. Don't try anything funny.
What was that guy's name? Fucking
Lou Bega.
Lou Bega.
Mm-hmm. Vega?
Lou Bega.
Lou
Bega. You suck my dick.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I Lou Bega you to suck my dick as well.
Bum 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 bum. Oh yeah, he was German. David,
he was German. He was a black German guy.
His name was David Lou Bega.
Nah.
Yeah, and he changed his name to Lou Bega.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
They got a lot of black German guys over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think that's from?
Soccer.
No. Well, aren't there like a bunch of American German black guys? Because of like war. Yeah,
I thought this guy
American
was
American
servicemen. I thought this guy was fucking Cuban or something.
That's what I thought too.
His mom's Italian, his dad's black.
That are you? That does kind of equal Cuban.
Sicilian and Ugandan.
That's basically Cuban.
No, that's just extra Italian. That's just doubling down. That's just making that's a true. Sicilian even more Sicilian.
That's true.
A half Sicilian, half black is 100% Sicilian.
That's mm-hmm. true.
Is 110% Sicilian.
I too have seen yeah. True Romance.
I don't want to.
I had those opinions before that movie came out. Yeah.
You know, a little bit of penis know, in my ass.
You're actually Lou Bega. You ever hear that song Mambo Number 5? That's about you, dickhead.
I'm not black. How about
oh, this guy?
That was good.
Thanks, man.
Uno, dos, tres. A little bit of Monica, suck my dick.
A little bit of penis in my
A little
ass.
Bit of penis in my mouth. A little bit of balls on a lady named Monica. just a pinch of having balls. So it's still a girl.
What is that? Just a little bit of having
just
balls?
Maybe she's got maybe one ball. But the rest is a pussy and a big old pair of tits.
Where does the ball come out of?
This
is it
what
coming
I,
out of her pussy?
When I say a little bit of Monica, that's what I mean.
A little bit of having
is one
balls.
Of her is one of her lips droop all the way down
Mambo,
to one ball?
Mambo is a dance where you suck a guy's cock. I think.
I think so. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Dude, Adam, I'm about to chop your cock off.
Don't cut my cock off.
I'm about to double circumcise you with this ridge knife, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I told you, my neighbor converted to Judaism 3 times. Like, Reform, Conservative, Orthodox. He had to have 3 mm-hmm. circumcisions.
Wait, no, what the fuck is this?
That doesn't make any sense.
He got his foreskin cut off. He was a Mexican-American man. He had his foreskin cut off, and then the next time they have to just draw blood to have it count as a circumcision, so he had it 3 times.
Get the fuck out of
here. He had a little slit
here.
on his cock.
That's not true.
It's true, dude.
So he had...
making that up.
Why don't they just prick it?
I don't know if it was a prick or a slit. I didn't ask to watch his adult male
yes,
circumcision.
You did.
No, I didn't. But
yes, you did.
I understand that he had 3 ceremonies.
I heard it was the rabbi drew blood with his teeth.
Mm-hmm.
He broke the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, what they do is they put a dime
on the tip of the penis, mm-hmm. and then they pull the foreskin around the dime, and then the rabbi bites around the ridge of the dime. And that's how they sever it.
No,
you and then the rabbi eats the foreskin and the dime.
That's what I heard too.
Yeah.
Is that true, Adam, would you say?
No, you put a dime on top of the foreskin, and then you try
that's
to flick it over your head.
That's the expression, drop a dime on them, comes from.
Chew a dime out of their foreskin.
Eat part of a baby's penis, and also money.
Yeah.
As a garnish. As a treat.
Yeah. I mean,
Moyles can eat a little baby's penis as a treat.
The Moyle doesn't want to eat the baby's penis.
Yes, it
God
does.
Is telling him to do it. He's not enjoying
he
eating
is.
The baby's
He's enjoying
penis.
Every second of it.
It's yeah. what God needs that man
and
to do.
Why? Because Jewish God is a fucking Woody Allen type guy, if you know what I'm saying.
He's more of a cushy dreams customer.
He's a cushy dreams type guy.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. A little bit of penis in my cheeks. Fuck, dude. I'm trying to...
Stuff, are you going to start playing harmonica anytime soon?
No.
I'm Sunglasses, not. Harmonica?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah.
That's not happening
That's
for a while.
That's the next move.
No. The next... Well, actually, I don't know. There's got to be something between here and Full Bald Pony, so
are you
maybe.
Doing, are you saying like John Popper kind of vibe? Blues
sort
Traveler?
Of. Yeah.
I'm not into that scene.
That's your scene,
That's
dude.
Not my scene at all.
Yeah, you said I'm done with hip-hop and all that crap. Mm-hmm. I'm getting back into Blues Traveler.
I can't get back into it. I've never been in it.
You said when you were a child, it was
I never was. I was into Elvis. I told you that guy's that. Yeah. But I'm not. I was never into blues or any of that.
Some Like It Fat.
He wasn't even in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
That's just an old movie.
Yeah.
That was Marilyn Monroe.
Some Like Being Fat. Some people like being a big fat stuff.
A little bit of fucking pussy cream. Bum, 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 bum. I got a fucking
Chantilly lace.
What don't if I just start
Don't
cut please.
Extra
don't
cheese. A little bit of bacon. Ooh, baby, that's what I like.